Tanner in Caranda. Now, you obviously live in Caranda. You would have seen many cassowaries.
Yeah, they're all around. There's place up here.
Interesting, though. Where did you have a close encounter with a cassowary?
All of us boys were down in my back shed playing darts and a few beers, and one walked straight into my shed.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, well, we're all in there.
What did you guys do?
It's got to make really loud noises. Yeah, just bang on the top of his head.
You were saying, though, like you, there was nowhere for you and the boys to go because he was at the entry of the shed.
Yeah, he comes straight in, so we were all cornered up so that we couldn't get out.
Did you feel threatened at all, Dan, or you felt okay?
They are a scary bird, but they...
Yeah, and they are.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're beautiful, yet they can do some damage.
They stare at you right in the eyes.
Tanya in Kawara. G'day, Tan.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad at all.
So, close encounters of a cassowary kind, where was it?
My in-laws were here and we took them camping at Mission Beach.
Yep.
Because they're from Holland. Show them the area, this and that. And we're sitting there having some crackers and dip and wine. And this cassowary just comes up behind us and just starts eating our cheese. My father-in-law, he just lost it. He's going, "That's so expensive!" Screaming at this cassowary with his shoe. Took his shoe off and is chasing this cassowary.
Wow.
My mother-in-law and I, we just hid in the caravan. We were like, "No, you can't do that. Stop it. It's going to attack you."
Yes. I would be worried about that. I would be.
And that's what you were saying. You didn't obviously, your father-in-law from Holland had no idea.
No idea, yeah. He just thought it was another bird. You know, nothing's dangerous in Holland except for the people. But
and tulips.
And the tulips.
They cassowaries at Mission Beach, they're game. Like you and I last time we were in Mission Beach was stopping through.
Yeah.
And we saw a cassowary just going into somebody's beach bag and scoffing down some scrolls.
Yep, whole.
Yeah. Whole, like opened up the little packaging as well, like the packet that they're all in, and was scoffing them down. He's going to have bad heartburn.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, they have no social skills.
No, they don't.
And they don't know how to chew their food because they just swallow stuff whole.
No.
Yeah, I think they're quite used to down there. I think they do that a bit.
Yeah.
And obviously they've stolen your expensive Daffanois brie cheese or whatever it was. And they think we can just help ourselves. It's like a smorgasbord down here by the beach. Pat in Whitfield, what about you? Close encounters of the cassowary kind. What happened?
I've had a couple, unfortunately.
Yeah. Right.
And it's pretty terrifying when they're chasing you and raising the talons.
Ooh, so you've had a talon raise.
Ooh.
So the first time I was with my husband and we were in Fur and Feathers Retreat Lodge, went for a little walk.
Yep.
Should have been a sign. He pushed me towards the cassowary and ran off.
So push you in front.
Yeah. And he's legged it. He's off. He's hiding behind a tree. And this male cassowary is protecting the chicks.
Right, yep.
And so apparently they get pretty aggressive. It was very scary. The second time we had kids with us in Mount Tipitme National Park.
Right.
So I've got one little girl, one hand, and a baby in my arm, and he's done the same thing. He's legged it. He's off. And I'm like, "Look, girls, baby cassowaries." And I'm flashing around my pink iPhone case and trying to take photos for the kids. And then he's thought it was a mango.
Oh.
And it wasn't a mango. It was a pink iPhone case. And I think other people, tourists, had been feeding them, like you were talking before, how they get game.
Yeah.
And he thought, "Oh, I'll come and eat that mango from your hand. No problem."
Unbelievable.
I was shaking. I was terrified. It was a really scary moment.
I can understand it. They are very, very intimidating creatures. They're very tall, very powerful, very beautiful, obviously, but can do some damage. So was there an apology from your husband for pushing his wife and children into the path of an angry cassowary?
Well, there was a divorce a few years later.